We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
We talked about friends, what it means to be a friend, and of course we talked about our best friend,
Jesus.
That's right. And today we're going to talk about how important it is to have friends to help you do God's work. Now, can you think of some friends from the Bible who worked together and helped each other?
Paul and Silas, when they were thrown into jail, they prayed and sang together, and then God sent a earthquake and they were released.
Okay. And Alexa?
David and Jonathan, they were really good friends. Jonathan's father was Saul, and Saul was trying to kill David, so Jonathan helped him get away.
Uh-huh.
Moses and Aaron, when they worked together to get their people freed.
Okay, because Aaron helped Moses out a lot, didn't he? Yeah. How about John the Baptist and Jesus? How did John the Baptist help Jesus, Hannah? Do you remember?
He baptized him.
That's right. He came to the river. And then what did he say about Jesus? You remember what he said? Julia?
He prophesied that he was the Messiah and the Lord.
Okay.
Mary and Martha, they were sisters, and Jesus visited them.
Mm-hmm.
When people work together, it takes a lot of cooperation.
Working together side by side.
Learning from each other.
Helping each other.
You can be you, and I can be me, and we'll get along so easily. Working together, side by side, that's called cooperation. We'll get the job done, wait and see. Working together easily, no problems here with you and me. That's called cooperation. It's better than one.
What would it be like if you had to do all your work all by yourself?
Mm-hmm. It would be very difficult.
Yeah. Let's read in the book of Ecclesiastes about people working together.
Two are better than one because they have good return for their work.
If one falls down, his friend can help him up.
But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.
Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm.
But how can one keep warm alone?
The one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves.
A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
God brings people into your life to help you. And I think about the ways that God has worked in this ministry. He put all of us together to form Karen and Kids, Tony and Mr. John and Miss Karen and the kids and your parents and all of our friends who support us. We are a team. And we couldn't do God's work without everyone. Now, can you think of some examples of God putting people together to do his work? Mm-hmm. Catherine.
A church. A church has to have many people to do their work.
They sure do, yeah. That's a good example. Mm-hmm.
On a mission trip, God brings people together so that they can serve him.
Mm-hmm. And they all have different gifts, too, in both of those instances, don't they? Some people are organizers, and some people are speakers, and some people are workers, and some people are leaders. And they all come together and do the job.
God puts people together that are right for each other so they can serve him in marriage.
That's right. And even the Apostle Paul was part of a team.
God put different people into his life to work side by side with him, Barnabas, Silas, and Timothy.
In the early church, it was so important for the people of the church to work together.
They put their resources together and helped each other.
In the book of Acts, we read,
other believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had.
With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all.
There were no needy persons among them.
For from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet.
And it was distributed to anyone as he had need.
They worked together.
They encouraged each other.
They were united.
They loved each other.
And took care of each other.
That sounds like the church of today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also important for us to reach out to people in need outside of the church. And Jesus calls us to do that. We spent some time a couple months ago with missionaries. Remember that day when we interviewed the family and we spent some time with them? That's an obvious way that we can reach out to the world. How about some other ways, though, that we can reach out to people?
Sometimes you go to big communities and hand out tracts.
Okay.
If you have friends who aren't Christians, you can always look for the opportunity that the Holy Spirit gives you to just share a little bit of the gospel with them.
Mm-hmm. How else besides telling people about Jesus can we share our faith?
By our examples.
That's right, by our examples. And what can you do, do you think, that can really show people?
Mm-hmm. Like if your friends want you to go to a party, but you know that there maybe won't be any parents or that they might do bad things, then you can just say, no, I don't think that would be the right thing to do.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Just sometimes in the things you say, if you don't use, like, bad language or even use God's name in vain, people wonder why.
Because people who don't know the Lord, if they see someone who's Christian swearing or doing bad things, they'll say, gee whiz, they don't really look like they're obeying God and doing what's right. That could really turn them away from believing, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think of people in times of sorrow when they have the peace of the Lord in those situations. And non-believers see them and are amazed that someone can walk through the storm and still have peace and joy and not be overwhelmed and depressed by things. Have you ever seen that happen? Yeah?
Yeah.
You have an example? Anyone have an example of that? Alexa?
Well, it's not like personal, but I can imagine, like, especially when we're at war now, there are soldiers who are Christians, and maybe the fact that they're not worried about the chance of being killed every day or having to put their lives on the line, that could also reflect on the other soldiers around them who say, what do they have that I don't?
That's right. Great example. Mm-hmm.
Some of our relatives go to Africa to be missionaries, and I just think it's amazing. You know, you move like a couple miles away or something, and you think it's a really big deal. But then going to Africa where your lives are at stake every day, it's a whole other picture.
Yeah, that's right. And people see that they're dedicating their life to God's work, and that really says so much about their faith It makes them a wonderful example of steadfastness. Yeah. Well, those are all great examples. And God does call us all to be his disciples, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can you be a good disciple, Hannah?
Be humble and patient.
Okay.
Work together without arguing.
That's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
To do something that maybe you don't want to do, but it's probably the right thing to do.
That's a great point. Uh-huh.
To encourage people. Okay. In what you're doing.
Being faithful.
Okay. These are all great examples. It's so important for us to work together, to be united, just like the first church was. That's what being a disciple is, right?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for putting special people in our lives to help us do your work.
We want to serve you.
We can't do it alone.
Together, we can do amazing things for your kingdom.
As we do your work, we pray that the way we act and the work that we do will bring glory and honor to you.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us to find out more about our ministry, here's our phone number. 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, God will bring people into your life to help you do his work.
Side by side, you will work together.
Learn from each other.
Help each other.
Encourage each other.
Get along
and get the job done.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.